Welcome to the Next Level Social Podcast. I'm your host, Ayla Sorachuk, and my purpose is to help female entrepreneurs create businesses and brands through social media and online marketing so they can start to attract their ideal client and start generating the leads, the sales, and the income that they deserve. If you're ready to take your business to the next level and start showing up online like the unstoppable entrepreneur that you are, then this is the perfect place for you. Let's get social. Hello, my love, and welcome back to a new episode of the Next Level Social Podcast. I am your host, Ayla, and if you are watching this episode on YouTube, don't forget to hit the bell notification, give me a like, and subscribe so you don't miss when the episodes drop. And if you're listening to me on good old iTunes or Spotify, I'd also be so grateful and honored if you click the subscribe button so you don't miss when I drop new episodes. I am so excited and I'm so grateful and honored, as per usual, to have you here today for another episode of the show, which is going to be around a topic that I feel like I've been talking about a lot lately, which is all about personal branding. And I've been talking about personal branding a lot lately for a couple reasons. The first being, shameless plug, if you are new to my world, right now I'm in the middle of a launch. I'm launching a program, a workshop that I am so proud of called Identity. And this is the ultimate personal branding workshop. And I've actually co-partnered with a woman, a fantastic woman, actually. She was on the podcast last week. So if you missed that episode, I'll leave a link in the show notes or you can check it out on my YouTube channel. Her name's Taylor McDonald. And she actually started off as a previous client of mine 2 years ago. And our relationship developed into a friendship, and she's just a badass. And so she comes from the fashion industry and the styling world and the visual brand aesthetic world. And of course, I come from the online business marketing, growing and scaling world. So we packaged up our expertise to bring you what I arguably will say and think, a little biased, of course, is the best personal branding workshop in the game. And so we're in the middle of launching right now. So if you are wanting to dive into the workshop, if you really want to go in all in on your personal brand, it's not too late. The price goes up Wednesday, November 8th, and the doors close officially Friday, November 10th, and we start officially Monday, November 13th. Hopefully I'm getting all my dates right. I'll leave a link in the show notes for you to check out and get all of the spicy details. But to be honest, and just to give you high levelly a little bit more information into what exactly this workshop is it is for the female entrepreneur who is really ready to either go all in on their personal brand, or if you have a personal brand and you just want to take it to the next level and to really get it elevated and to give yourself a rebrand or a revive, this is for you. We're going to be going over everything from discovering your personal brand story, your vision, your niche, your mission, your why, diving into your ideal client, your ideal audience. Of course, looking at content and social media. We're going to be going through branding aesthetics and design and imagery. Taylor is going to be showcasing how to develop your brand personal style, both online and offline. We're going to be diving into monetization through your personal brand, what that looks like, some money mindset, some vision setting. Truly, we are going to be diving into it all when it comes to personal branding and finding your brand identity. And I just can't wait to share it with you. So if this is like ringing a bell here and you're picking up what I'm throwing down, like I said, it's not too late. You can still sign up. I'll leave a link in the show notes, and exclusively for any of my podcast listeners, if you use the code AylaPodBrand, I'll leave that detail in the show notes as well. You'll get a little discount on me and Taylor. Okay. Keep that between us over here. So that is the first reason why I've been talking a lot about personal branding, because as I'm creating this workshop, I'm really immersing into kind of relearning things for myself a little bit, refreshing my own brand, and really diving into all the different elements that encompass building a personal brand. And I feel like as I've been on this journey and as I've been working on this workshop, I'm also realizing that my own personal brand is taking a little bit of a shift recently. I feel like my brand story is changing and has changed. I feel like my own personal why has taken a bit of a shift. I feel like my ideal client is also changing a little bit, which is super interesting. Even my aesthetics, like my branding and how things used to look, used to be a lot warmer, more neutral tones. The fonts that we're using were a bit more calming and warm, I would say. Whereas now I feel like my branding is taking a little bit of more of an elevated, more sophisticated chic shift, some more darker colors. I'm leaning into black a little bit more and some more bolded fonts. So it's interesting. It's interesting how your brands can shift and how my personal brand is shifting in a whole bunch of different ways. And like everything on the podcast and now on YouTube, which I think is still so cool that I'm here on YouTube, I want to share with you what I'm going through, and I want to talk to you, as always, openly about what I'm learning in both my business and my life. And it all just kind of had me really thinking that when you are a personal brand and when you are your brand like I am, it's going to change and it's going to evolve and you're going to grow and shift, and it should. In fact, if it's not, and if you're staying still within your brand and your brand isn't moving and you and as a person isn't changing and growing, it's probably, and it's actually, not even going to say probably, it's a problem. And I truly do believe that in today's day and age, with all of the innovation, with all of the content that we're consuming, in order for a brand and in order for your personal brand to be successful, it has to evolve. It has to shape and shift. It has to move. So that's what today's episode is going to be about. We're going to be diving into why your brand, in my opinion, needs to evolve in order to be successful, because I truly do believe it does. And when I think about my favorite personal brands, I always think that there's one thing that stands out to me personally, and it's that I feel like I know them. And I'm invested in them. I'm watching them. I'm waiting. I feel almost close to them in a way, like they're my friend. Like when they're looking in the camera, they're speaking directly to me and to my soul. And that is because of who they are as people and who they show up as personal brands, and the fact that they share and showcase elements of both their business and their lives with me. And they update me on what's going on both in business and life and the events that are happening in their lives, the ups, the downs, the highs, the lows, the raw, the real. And I'm sure right now as I'm saying this, you're even thinking to yourself your favorite brand right now, and you're like, oh yeah, maybe she does that, or he does that, or that's right, or that brand does bring in that personal antidote and that element, and I do feel like I know them. And that's the whole point. So I want you to think, even right now, about your life over the last 6 months. When you're thinking back now to your own personal brand, what has happened to you over the last 6 months or so? What's changed? What's the same? What are some of the highs? What are some of the lows? What have you gone through, and have you shared this with your audience, with your community, and have you showcased this transition or lack thereof through your brand, and have you really talked about the things that are going on in your life? I want you to start thinking about that a little bit. Maybe you have. Maybe you have a personal brand that really does emanate and showcase the raw, the real, the relatability. But maybe you could, you know, dive into this a little bit further and start to question, hey, am I doing this? And maybe I could be doing it a little bit better. And for me, even when I think about my own journey and transformation over even just the last year, it's honestly night and day. When I think about Ayla a year ago and how Ayla looked and sound and how Ayla thinks and how Ayla acts, that's a much different Ayla than today. And you can see this through my content and through my podcast and through my offers. You can see this through my personal relationships. And this is the whole point. I know that as a powerful personal brand, which is what I aspire to be and achieve and continue to hopefully do, and as a brand, especially a personal brand that wants to be known and a brand that wants to stand out on aesthetically and also just impactfully, and a brand that wants to connect and a brand that wants to inspire, all things that I attribute to do, I know that I have to not only showcase my transformation and share my story and my why, but it's something that I actively have to be talking about. And it's something I actively have to create more around. And it's actively trying to increase my impact and feeling good and bringing people through the journey. That's my job as a mentor, as a coach, as a person, and as a brand. And I have to bring my people, my ideal clients, through the evolution that my brand and me as a person are going through. I have to bring them along the journey. And I'm actively trying to do this more because even I am definitely not perfect, far from it, can be better at this. And this is something that I've been thinking about. It's been on my heart and my soul. And just that is why I've started the YouTube channel. And I want to bring you behind the scenes a little bit more and showcase what's going on, which is why I want to start adding vlog component into the channel and just some more video content, because I think video is so powerful. And I'm able to look into the camera. If you're watching me on YouTube or on Spotify right now, you can see it's building a connection, and I can feel it. I know I'm looking at a camera, but I feel like I'm actually looking at you, and I'm feeling even more. It's just been a few weeks, but adding this element of video, I feel more connected, and I'm loving it. And it's just my job to showcase my transformation and my journey and my evolution through my brand. And that's what I hope to do with the channel. And that's what I've always hoped and tried to accomplish through social media. I can't tell you how many people have reached out to me over the years and said, Ayla, I've been watching you since the sunny days. Shout out if you know, you know. And it's been so amazing to watch your journey and to really see you stepping into your own and building your business and your brand over the last year. You inspire me. Like, when I get a message like that, there's no better feeling. There's no greater feeling. And it also just shows me people are watching. People are watching you. They're watching me. And whether you believe it or not, by you showing up authentically as yourself, you are inspiring someone through your personal brand. So that is just a reminder. It's a reminder for me, and it's a reminder for you. And the only reason why someone says that they can be watching me since the good old days is because I share about it. And I post about it, and I showcase and I embody the transformation that I've gone through throughout the years online. And it's something that I'm actively trying to push and to promote and to genuinely just be raw and real and authentic and just showcasing and adding more elements of that. I know is key to being a successful brand. And we have to show that we're evolving and that we're changing and that we're growing and that we're failing, and then we're learning from those failures and we're getting back up again and maybe we're failing again. And all of it, it builds connection. It creates credibility. It is relatable. It is raw and real. It creates trust. And ultimately, it's what will build your community, right? And at the end of the day, when we are personal brands and we're content creators and we're business owners showing up on these platforms and speaking and, you know, creating and launching and selling, community is absolutely everything. And the elements that are needed, all of these things, in order to really create real impact and, of course, to sell and monetize our businesses and our brands and our personal brands. That, of course, is a main objective into everything that we're doing, because we have bills to pay. We have food that we need to put on the table for ourselves and our families and kids. But how cool could it be to be running a business and creating a revenue stream while being yourself and creating a community that know, likes, and trusts you for you? I mean, to me, it sounds like the freaking dream. And it's my vision. It's my mission. It's my why. It's why I show up here on camera and on the mic for you. And it's just, it's important. And it's also important to remember that no one wants to see something that is perfect all the time, or that doesn't change or evolve, or that doesn't make mistakes and mess up. And that's boring. And it's also inauthentic. It's not authentic, which is why authenticity, as well as showcasing this, you know, the transformation and the evolution of your brand, authenticity is right up there with being one of the elements that is needed for a successful brand. It's so, so important. And by the way, we dive into all of this and so much more in Identity. We really dive into how to create an authentic brand, how to define your differentiator, how to really develop your story on your brand and your mission and your vision and your why and all of these things. That's what I dive into with you during just module one, not to mention all of the other modules. So if this is something that you're picking up all of this, but you're like, okay, I get what you're saying, Ayla, but how? I understand in theory we have to be doing this, but how do I actually implement it? Well, hop into Identity. We have worksheets and PDFs. You have me, you have Taylor. We have a private Facebook group that's open for the entire week for you to ask questions. We're going to do a live call at the end. Each module drops daily starting next week, Monday, November 13th, and you get lifetime access. So it's a no-brainer, and right now, as I'm saying this, as this interview and this podcast goes live, we're still at pre-sale price, so you're getting in at a steal of a deal. Just had to another shameless plug there because you don't want to miss this, okay? It's going to be gangster. I'm not going to lie. So back to the episode. So moving, changing, evolving, it's absolutely vital. It's absolutely key when building a personal brand. You don't want to be afraid of showing up and being raw and being real and being you. You have to embrace what is innately inside you, and you have to showcase it, okay? And when you do this, I'm telling you right now, your people will find you. They will relate to you. They will connect to you. They'll be inspired by you because you're being real. You're moving. You're innovating. And that's what people want to see. People want to see those that have gone before them, those that are paving the way, those that are 10 steps ahead of them, that's showing them what's possible through whatever it is that you're offering. They want to be inspired by you. So inspire them. And you inspire them by being authentic, by being real, by evolving and changing. Is it not recording? How many? This is going to allow you to stand out when we are inundated. And ultimately, this is going to be your differentiator. This is what will allow you to stand out. This is something else that we dive into, Identity. How to create a personal brand that stands out and sells. Well, to stand out, you have to be different. You can't just be a carbon copy cut of your competitors or your niche neighbors or your best friend. You have to be yourself. And when we are inundated with all of the other content creators out there, what's going to allow your people to find you is, again, it's going to be you being you and you moving and innovating and evolving and changing and growing and grabbing people's attention by doing things that are different. And when we are authentically ourselves, we're able to show up as our authentic selves. And the best part is, we hear this all the time, no one is you, and that is your superpower. So that is going to make you different than everyone else. And that's the point. That's the golden nugget, the magic unicorn, the secret sauce that everyone talks about, that everyone is longing for, that everyone is looking for when creating a powerful personal brand that stands out. And it's important. Otherwise, and this is some tough love, you're going to be forgotten and you're going to be left behind because there's just too much out there. There's too many creators and personal brands and businesses and too many other people that are moving, that are showing up, that are being different, that are being creative, that are getting uncomfortable to get comfortable, and that are paving the way and showcasing their transformation, showing how they're evolving, showing all of the elements that we've been talking about, and they are winning. So you also want to be winning and not losing. And so that means connecting. That means connecting in a deeper, more impactful way. That's being your authentic self and showing your transformation, showing how you're evolving, showing all of the things that we've been talking about this whole episode. So this is going to look different for everyone right now. And if you're listening to this and if I'm pulling at your heartstrings a little bit, and maybe you're thinking to yourself, like, maybe your chest is feeling a little bit heavy, and maybe there's something that you're like, oh, I've been wanting to talk about this certain thing lately, but I've been putting it off because I'm not sure if it's on brand, or I'm not sure it'll resonate, or what if someone judges me? And there's something right now that's coming up to you, that voice, that intuition. I'm going to challenge you to lean into it, to dig deep, and to perhaps start talking about it. And this can be a plethora of everything, different things. Maybe it's your relationship. Maybe it's your relationship wins. Maybe it's relationship struggles. Maybe it's just a random struggle that you're going through right now that you're maybe still in the thick of, or maybe it's a struggle that you went through that you've now overcome and you're on the other side and you want to start talking about that. Maybe it's a conflict in your life. Maybe it's personal, business, family, clients, relationships. Maybe it's a giant success that you've recently gone through and a magic formula, secret sauce that you've discovered that you are so proud of that you want to share a case and show the world to. Maybe you are a mother and you want to talk about motherhood and the highs and lows of motherhood. Or maybe you're in a fertility journey right now and you're going through struggles, or you went through struggles and you overcame it. Maybe it's your relationship with food or alcohol, fitness, body dysmorphia, mindset. Maybe it's just literally talking about the fear of talking about all of this stuff, the fear of failure, the fear of judgment, limiting beliefs, and how you're working through that. There are so many different experiences that we all go through, and this will truly look different for you, and it'll look different for everyone and every business and every brand and every personal brand. And that is the point, because it's you. It's your experiences. It's your struggles. It's your triumphs. It's you, and it's your brand, and it's no one else, okay? So I want you to start thinking about things like that, because ultimately, these are all things that we all go through in one way, shape, or form. And again, it's raw, it's real, it's relatable, and it is what is needed and required in this day and age to be and to build a successful personal brand. I've known it, I've seen it, I've studied it. And when I even think about my favorite personal brands or brands in themselves, or even asking yourself, thinking about your favorite personal brands, because this is what I ask myself, but better yet, you think about your favorite personal brands right now. Who are they? And how long have you been following them? Why do you follow them? What do you value from them? What do they offer you? Do you feel like you know them? Have you seen them change? Have you seen them transform and evolve? Have they grown? What does that look like? And for me, there's a couple personal brands that come to my mind. I'm a little biased to both of them because I actually worked with them as they were brand ambassadors for a company that I represented 4 or 5 years ago. They're very well known, incredible women, both very different. But it is Sarah from The Birds Papaya and Melissa Wood Health. And when it comes to personal branding, they both stick up for me. Again, I'm a little biased because I worked with them and I know their brands very well, but they're both so different, and they both have created such amazing platforms and personal brands. And when I look back, like I said, 4 or 5 years ago is when I probably worked with them. Sarah from The Birds Papaya, at the time she was a single mom going through, I think she had just met her now husband, who was her fiance, and she found love again, and she brought us through that journey. She talks about mental health struggles and what that's like for her. She talks about co-parenting with her ex and her current children. She had a new baby. She brought us along with that. She showcases her body and talks about body struggles. She also launched a wildly successful podcast. She's created products. She does brand endorsements and deals. She has a thriving business and absolutely crushes it. Whereas Melissa Wood Health, she is totally different, a totally different brand. But she's created such authenticity and connection and creativity through being super open and honest with her body and her food struggles. She's also evolved and running a freaking empire. When I first met her, when I first met her and started following her, she was a one-woman show. She had her workout platform. She was doing well, but now she has her platform and she has Melissa Wood Health certified coaches under her. She has her own podcast. Her kids, who were then babies, are now much older. She has her own products, her own waist or wrist brands, and you know, brand deals and all of the things. And I feel like I know them. I know creepishly a lot about both of their lives and their businesses. Do I know everything? Absolutely not. But do I know enough that keeps me feeling connected that keeps me feeling loyal, that builds a connection, that creates a know, like, and trust with them. Abso-freaking-lutely, I buy everything that those girls launch and sell because I want to support them, because I care about them and I'm connected to them and I'm appreciative of their evolution in both of their respective industries, and they inspire me and they pave the way for me and so many others. And I love that. But I'm telling you right now, if either one of them decided to stop showing up and stopped creating and stopped sharing and launching and moving and innovating and pivoting and being open and honest and real and relatable, they would probably slip through my mind. I might think, oh, I haven't seen Melissa in a while, but hey, maybe I'll go to her platform. Maybe not, because I don't have time. I don't have time to think of, you know, a stranger. At the end of the day, they're still strangers. But when they continuously pop up on my feed and my grid and my inbox and my stories, and they're relevant and moving and innovating, I am then seeing them and I'm seeing what they're doing. And then I go and watch their story, and it's building a connection, right? Otherwise, I'm going to go find another influencer that might be similar, who is evolving and who is sharing and growing and moving and paving the way and really being authentically who they are. So you need to evolve. And I'm telling you right now, if you're staying stagnant, if you're staying still, if you're creating the same reels that you were creating 6 months or a year ago, if you're showcasing the exact same product over and over again without adding more value to it or innovating it, if you are just not innovating and moving and growing and changing, your audience will disengage. And I'm telling you, it's just the truth. We only have the capacity to follow so many creators and brands and to be connected to so many people in this incredible online space. So you want to be a brand that gets something from someone and that provides something to somebody. You want to capture their attention. You want to inspire them. You want to educate them. You want to add value to their life. You want to entertain them. Maybe you want to, you know, make somebody feel something in some way, shape, or form. Maybe you're not necessarily teaching like I am, but maybe you're showcasing products that you love or showcasing recipes that make you feel good. Or maybe you're offering mindset tips and tools around money. Like, there's so many different ways that we can create our personal brands and show up with our passions and monetize it while also creating massive impact and change. So whatever it is, it's you, but you got to make sure that it's evolving. And I get it. Trust me, like, if you're listening to this right now and you're like, Ayla, like, I get it. We have to evolve. We have to change. But like, I'm nervous, and I get it. It's scary. It's really scary to be vulnerable and to be real and to show up as our authentic selves. Trust me, I struggle with it too. I always feel like there is a fine line between not wanting to show everything, but also wanting to show everything and making sure that I'm being present in my life and my family, which I have a whole other podcast and an episode around boundaries and how to create content and make sure that we're living life, because I'm big on all of that. Trust me. So you really do have to lean into what feels right for you and what makes sense for you and your family and your business and your life. Don't get me wrong on that. But I will say there is a fine line between it feeling right and then you, and between it feeling right and between it not feeling right, but then you just being scared and hiding from showing the real you. And so this is where some personal development comes in and some, you know, self-awareness comes in. And this is where the work comes in, the inner work that so many of us do and so many of us don't do and so all of us should do. And so if this is a struggle for you, I'm just going to challenge you to lean into it and ask yourself why. Why are you afraid? Why don't you want to showcase the real you? What is holding you back? Why is there a limiting belief there and a reasoning of you not feeling like you are enough? Because I'm telling you right now, you're enough. And the second that you show up as her is the second that your person, your people, your ideal client, she's going to come and find you, or he, even though I know the majority of the people listening and watching are my female entrepreneurs. So let it go. Let go of the past. Let go of the idea that you're just doing things the way that you're doing them because that's the way that it's always been done and it's worked somewhat in the past, so you're going to keep on just doing it the exact same. No, you gotta innovate. You gotta stop hiding. You gotta get yourself out of the shadows like I did for so many freaking years. And I talk about this all of the time. That's my story, hiding in the shadows and being afraid. And start showing up. Start showing up as the her that you want to be in the future. Instead of waiting until you get there, start showing up as her now. Start being that woman, that boss, that mom, that friend, that sister, that wife, that brand now. The brand that you dream of. It's you as a person. It's building a connection with your community and with those that you serve. And then being genuine and authentic and showing up for them. That is the personal brand. And that is key. And it's something that I've had to work on a lot too. Trust me, this has not always been easy to me. It's still, like I said in the beginning of the episode, it's still something that I'm actively working on. I used to think that everyone wanted to see like picture perfect Ayla. And I wanted to be seen as an authority in my space. So I always thought that that meant everything had to be perfect. And while I still love a good graphic and I try to make things look aesthetics, because guess what? That's who I am. I love Pinterest and I love art and creativity and I love aesthetics. That's genuinely who I am. I'm an artist. I'm a singer. I'm a piano player. I love fashion. All of that stuff is artistic for me and it comes natural. It lights me up, but that's not everyone. But I also know it's important to showcase, you know, the lows and when I'm having a bad day and the struggles that my business goes through and the struggles that I'm going through in my marriage and my relationships and my friendships and all of that. It's a little bit more tricky for me to talk about, but every time I do, I get an influx of comments, DMs, messages, feedback from you. So I know it's important that you want to see both sides and all sides of me as Ayla the human and as Ayla the personal brand. And so that's something that I have to remind myself too. So don't think that you're alone in it, okay? And it's just important to remember that you are the differentiator. And I've said that as a few times throughout this. So I don't want you duplicating your message that worked in the past or duplicating your content or your offers over and over based on somebody else or somebody that's being really successful and it's worked for her, it's going to work for me. Yes, we can take inspiration from those that have paved the way and I encourage you to do that, but you have to put your own unique spin on it, your own personal antidotes and your own personal brand on it. You don't want to just be carbon copies of everyone else that's in your industry. That's when you're going to do not just yourself a disservice, but you're going to do your industry as a whole a disservice. So remember, no one is you and that is your superpower. So be honest with yourself and be honest with who you really are and how you want to show up, even if it scares the freaking shit out of you, okay? And the best part about it is I guarantee someone else is going through the exact same thing that you're going through and feels the exact same way that you feel and resonates the exact same with something that you're putting out there. And that's the point. That's what we call connection. That's what we call building a community. And that, my love, is the magic formula. That is the know, the like, the trust that we as brands, creators are striving for. Your people need to know you to be able to trust you, to be then want to buy from you. If you're just pitching your offers, your products, your services over and over again on Instagram and Facebook and all of the different platforms and you're just throwing graphics up over and over again, I'm sorry, in this day and age, it's going to fall flat. It doesn't work anymore. You have to be different. People want to trust you. They really want to understand what not just your product and your service is about. Yes, that's one piece of it, but who is the person behind the business and behind the brand and why do I want to buy it from her over somebody else? So that's the magic formula. Okay, that's where the real connection and the sales through creating a magnetic brand that sells and that stands out comes from. So if you know me, if you're in my world, I always give action items and homework. So some action items and homework for you. I want you to write two or three things down that are happening in your business or in your personal life right now And I want you to start with that. I want you to write down how you've evolved over the last 6 to 12 months. What's different? What's changed? How are you different in any facet of your life? What lessons have you learned? And then I want you to ask yourself, after you've written a few of these things down, have you shared this type of content with your audience? Have you been open and honest with them? Have you spoken from your heart? And is there any value in any of these transformations or evolutions that you've gone through in your life, either in business or personal, that you could offer and provide into your content later that may provide a deeper connection and understanding with your ideal client? Okay? And it can change. That's one thing. Like, I know we're talking about as a person you can change, but your brand can change too. I know that we get really hung up in like this word niche, right? Like figuring out our niche and then being locked into a niche and being afraid of that. Guess what? Just like your niche, just like your personal brand, just like you, it's going to evolve and change. And the best part about being a personal brand and being a boss is you're the creator. You're the decision maker. You can change and innovate, and you should. You can change your logos and your fonts and your aesthetic. You can change your message. You can change who you want to serve. I think about my ideal client. My ideal client from 2 years ago is a lot different than my ideal client today. The ideal client that I served 2 years ago only wanted to learn social media tips from me and like how to make a reel and change the color of the background of a story. The ideal client that I want to work with today, she's an empowered woman that wants to learn how to grow and scale her online business to multiple 6 and 7 figures. Very different person. I still have products and services and offers for all of them, but the woman I am today is a lot different than the woman I was 2 years ago, which is why I attract a different level of woman. Do you see what I'm saying? Okay. At the end of the day, we all are just trying to do our best, and we all want to create successful businesses and successful personal brands. And I'm telling you, in order to do it, you got to change, you got to grow, and you got to evolve. You got to showcase the transformation. You got to showcase the journey along the way. My girl, it just has to happen. Your brand relevancy, I'm telling you right now, depends on it. And especially in today's day and age, when we're inundated with so much content, you really have to just lean into the things that make you you. You have to lean into the things that you want to talk about and that light you the F up, that excite you, that you're passionate about, and the impact and the ripple effect that you want to create in this world, the transformation and the evolution, all of it, you have to embody and showcase to others, okay? And at the end of the day, you are your personal brand, and so don't forget it. It's your job to tell the story. And to pave the way and to paint the picture and just to get out of your own freaking way and own your story, because it's powerful and it's beautiful and it's bold just like you are. And you got to yell it from the rooftops through all of your amazing content. And I'm telling you, it'll set you apart. This will be your differentiator. It's going to be how you attract your ideal client, how you create connection and community, how you sell. And they'll evolve with you. Trust me on that. Don't be afraid to be the real you. And just keep showing up as her, okay? Thank you so much for listening to today's episode or for watching it here on YouTube. I love having you here. It means so much to you. And last reminder, if you want to get into Identity, the personal branding workshop with my girl, Taylor McDonald, and I, you still have time. Click the link in my show notes and use that magic code. I will leave all the details in the show notes to give you a little discount on me. I'd love to have you and work with you on all of this and really just level up your personal brand. Okay, queen, until next week, have a beautiful freaking day. I love you, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.